Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm still your host, Mo Stewart. It's been a bit of a wild weekend, lots of late goals, lots of teams coming from behind, and we'll be hearing from some of them later on in the show. We'll be talking to Billy Grant about another West London battle that his Brentford Bees have come out of. And first of all, we have to talk Everton. Now, I've been trying to get Luke Davies on the show for quite some time. He's a very, very busy man. He's on The View from the Bullets. He's on many, many other things. Unfortunately, the timing has not been good for you, Luke, because it was a very disappointing weekend for your Blues. I think it's fair to say there's been times where they've looked like they haven't been able to get a result. But for me, looking on, I'd say the more disappointing thing was that Everton were able to create chances. They just weren't able to take them.
Yeah, I think that's been the case sort of. Well, thanks a lot for having me on, first of all. Nice to be here. But yeah, it's been the case of late. Statistically, you look at us and you think, how are they not scoring more goals? I know we're in the age of XG and everyone kind of goes to XG as an excuse when you lose a game, but the XG is good. But we had 22 shots with 11 on target against West Ham. So one of them, you missed a penalty as well. And you've got a goal, like a scruffy goal, really. A very Everton goal, I'd say, what Beto scored. But you can't be losing games against like the likes of West Ham at home, Fulham at home, Wolves at home. Crystal Palace, we drew against at home. You look at them games, you know, when you go through the fixture list at the start of the season and you're crossing off what ones you think you'll win and you're predicting how many points you're going to get. You think they're the bankers. You think they're the ones you're definitely winning. But I think it's only three wins at Goodison now all season. We've lost, we went out the cup in dramatic circumstances in the League Cup against Fulham at Goodison. We've been beaten 2-1 in the FA Cup as well at home against Luton. So it's just sort of like, it feels like an edginess around the place at the moment. And that was sort of amplified by obviously the points situation, which, well, to an extent is resolved now. We don't know the result of the second charge, but I thought Goodison was going to be a lot more relaxed on the weekend. I thought the players may also feed into the fact we've gained 4 points on our rivals, went into play 5 points ahead of Luton, 1 point above Forest. So you're thinking maybe they might play a bit of football, but it just seemed again, it seemed like there's no connection between whoever the striker is, whether that be Calvert-Lewin or Beto. It was Beto from the start on the weekend, and the midfield, and he can't decide what his best midfield is. Sometimes he plays Idrissa Gana Gueye next to James Garner. Sometimes he brings Onana in next to James Garner, but it seems like James Garner is the constant. And I think a lot of fans have criticised him at times because you can't see a number eight. You want him to like dictate and play. And sometimes I feel he goes missing in games. And again, Amadou Onana, he's got all the assets to be a great midfielder. I think we forget he is only 22, 23. But people, he touted to go to the likes of Arsenal maybe in the summer. I see a player somewhere in there, but I think he's very unrefined. He's very raw.